So how do you own a $500,000 house debt-free in 5 years in the trucking industry with no money down? There are five conditions and it can be done. I've seen it done. Partially, I've even done it myself. There's five things you have to do, five conditions, and you can do it within 5 years.
Welcome to Making Your Miles Count Production, an educational program to all Canadian lease owner-operators with your host, Robert Skaper.
You're not going to probably necessarily qualify for all five, but the more you qualify for, the easier it is for you to achieve it. So if you only get 4 out of the 5 years, it may take you 6 or 7 years, but you'll see what I mean. First, condition when it comes to a $500,000 house is you can't buy it now. It has to be 5 years from now. So that means that you have to save up money for 5 years. Then I guess, of course, the big question is, well, two questions. Can you actually save up $500,000 in a half in 5 years, like $500,000? And the other thing is, can you buy a house for $500,000? Well, first of all, you can't. It's not going to be in Vancouver or Toronto or Montreal, but you can get a $500,000 house. Worst case scenario, I guess you have a $500,000 cash. So, but that is one of the conditions, that you can't actually buy the house now. You have to buy it in 5 years from now. Now, that's the first condition, first qualifier, should I say. The second has to do with driving truck, and you have to be a husband and wife driving a truck team together. There, I lost a whole bunch of you right away. Well, there's a few reasons for that condition, and that is, number one, you have to have, for household income, you have to have twice the income in order to do that. And a husband and wife team does provide that basically double income. You also have to live in the truck. That means you have to keep your expenses extremely low while you're out on the road. And that really means that you have to be what they call, I guess, a dink, or a double income, no kids. Actually, it's not as rare as you might think. We have probably 6 or 7% of all of our clients at our accounting firm being husband and wife team. I'd say probably about a third of those 6 or 7% don't own their own home. They sold their home and put it into investments or whatever, and they sort of live out on the road. If you want to make save $500,000 of after tax money in 5 years, there's going to be some sacrifices. So that is the first thing that you need to do, is be a husband and wife team in order to get those numbers. But if you're only one individual, you may have to take a little bit longer to do that. So let's move on to the other conditions to see whether how long it would take you. Now, the third condition, or the third qualifier, is you have to be an independent operator. In other words, you have to manage your own highway tractor. Well, I know, again, I lost a bunch of you again. Our accounting firm, for instance, has well over 500 independent operators all across Canada, coast to coast, and they are all incorporated, and they drive their own truck, so to speak. Whether they own the truck or lease the truck, it really doesn't make any difference. Is as a condition of making $500,000 of after-tax money, you actually have to operate the truck in such a way as to produce the average wages for a husband and wife team. And that basically means if you work for a carrier, whatever your gross pay is, that's what you would be able to pull out of your corporation for yourself. So it's very doable. If you are a husband and wife team and you have an independent operator, by all means, you should be able to. It is a qualifying factor of it. You should be able to qualify. Now, you don't need to have huge positive cash flow. If you have more cash flow, it doesn't count for the $500,000, but you do have to meet at least your average wage for that, being an operator or being a driver, And it is very doable. I'd say easily 90-95% of all of our clients meet standard wages. So it is realistic. There are some who do much better than that in specialized industries or in different situations, but all we're asking for is just average employee rates. Now, that's the third qualification. Now, the fourth one has to do with the biggest obstacle to building wealth, and that is taxes. Taxes are the biggest problem for building wealth. The general rule in the Canadian income tax system, actually in all free market or free country income tax systems, is the more you make, the more you pay. And that's the problem. Paying taxes is what holds you back from building wealth. What you want to do is you want to utilize a system where the more you work, the more tax savings you make. And there's only one system that qualifies, especially in Canada, actually a little bit in the States as well, but the one system you want to use in Canada as an independent operator is non-taxable benefits. Now, that is what I wrote about in my first book in 2007. Non-taxable benefits is the ability to pull money out of your corporation tax-free. And there are stringent rules for pulling money out of a corporation. And if it's set up right, you can do fabulous. Now, the question has to do with how much can you pull out? Per driver, $145 per day. Now, I don't want to get into how I come up with that $145. I can do a whole another podcast on that, or you can call me and talk to me about it, but you can collect $145 tax-free per day in Canada. If you're in the United States, you put exchange rate on there, so it's $185, $195 per day. If you're driving the average amount of days out in the road, that means it's 240 to 250 days in a year, and that equals $35,000 in Canada. And if you're all in the United States, $45,000 in Canada, tax-free. You're able to pull out per driver. That's quite considerably. So let's say it's 50-50, 50 in Canada, 50% in Canada, 50% in the United States, $40,000 per driver of tax-free money that you can pull out of your corporation. Now, if it's husband and wife team, that means the wife gets $40,000, the husband gets $40,000. Now, you want a salary. And before you start paying any taxes at all, you just make sure your salary is $1,000 a month or $12,000 each. And so that's another $24,000. So you have $80,000 plus $24,000 is $102,000 per year that you pull out of your corporation, basically tax-free. Well, there's a little bit of taxes. It's more Canada Pension Plan on your $12,000 each, but that's less than about $100 per person that you're paying in Canada Pension Plan. So that's very, very minimal. But you can pull out $102,000 per year tax-free. Now, if you make the assumption, if you're living in the truck and in order to survive, you are eating approximately $500 each or $1,000 per month, that's $12,000 per year of surviving. Now, it is some people eat a little bit more, some people eat a little bit less, but that's about average out there in the industry. That means that after you pay yourself your wages in a year and you take out $12,000 for your survival, you're left with $90,000 of after-tax money that you can put into an investment portfolio, a savings account. And that leads us into the fifth qualification. So every year you're making $90,000 of after-tax wealth and after-tax funds, and you start putting that into a savings account. Now, all I'm asking is that savings account makes 4% per year, and which is very reasonable to do. And the first year is 93,600, then it's 190,944. The third year is $292,182. The end of the fourth year is $397,469. And at the end of year five is $506,968. Now, that is where you get $500,000 to buy a house in 5 years. Now, some people might think that it's not been done, but it has been done. My wife and I drove a long distance for 2 years, and we didn't save $500,000 because back then the numbers were much lower when we were driving. We had to weave in and out of traffic around dinosaurs back then. It was 1990s. But realistically, back then, I think we saved $150,000, and which got me through my MBA. And I think we bought our house for $96,000 back in the early 1990s, or somewhere in there, mid-1990s. And that same house today, believe it or not, is $440,000, something like that. So the numbers are not that much out, a good 30 years between the two dates. So it is doable. And I do know there's a fair bit of individuals who are raking in an awful lot of after-tax wealth. And the great thing about non-taxable benefits for the trucking industry is that the more you work, the more you save. If we ran all of these numbers as 245 days out on the road for both individuals. I know some truck drivers. We have some team drivers who drive 305, 320, 330 days in a year, which is an awful lot. Now, their tax savings is in the $50,000 to $55,000 per driver. That is because they did an awful lot of states as well, and basically. They made an awful lot of money and paid basically zero in taxes, very, very close to zero. And it can be done. The industry, the trucking industry is designed, or should I say the non-taxable benefit system is designed very specifically so that it benefits the trucking industry substantially. It is fabulous. I'm not going to use the word it exaggerates the features, but it is maximized, and I loved it. I found out about non-taxable benefits in 2002 or 3, and that was before we actually that was after I'd got on the road with my wife, and so we never used non-taxable benefits. What I used back then was just loaded everything into RRSPs, and what did we have? There was RRSPs, there was RESPs, or Registered Educational Savings Plan, because I was going to get my master's degree. So there was a few things I was using back then to minimize my taxes. But probably the biggest factor is that, number one, we basically lived out of the truck, and we had no other living expenses. We put our car in storage, actually, and we just had all of our mail forwarded out to the depot that we were at in the Toronto area. So if you're really, you do have to sacrifice quite, in order to get that amount of money that quickly, you have to sacrifice a lot. But 5 years, you can dramatically change your life in 5 years financially with non-taxable benefits. Or if you're just a single driver and you want to save $12,500 a year in taxes, rather than sending it away to Ottawa every year, use non-taxable benefits for yourself and make a huge benefit for your family. It's $1,000 a month. That's a lot of money. You do have to change what you're doing. You have to learn the system, and you have to abide by the system. It's quite intricate. Everything from your ELD all the way down to the minute book of your corporation, there's a lot of compliance issues that is done. But we can train you how to do it. We have the software for it. It's quite complex, but I love it. This is why I'm even in the industry. I love an awful lot of things about business. But saving taxes is the number one reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. It gives me a great joy to keep track of it all. We started keeping track of all of this tax savings for our clients since 2006, and we've saved collectively over $78.8 million in taxes. And hope you get to use non-taxable benefits if you're an independent driver or independent operator. Other than that, have a good trip.
Thanks for stopping by Making Your Miles Count. For further Making Your Miles Count productions, call us at 877-987-9787 or download us at makingyourmilescount.com.